Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lightning fans, you found the right show for everything you need to know about your favorite team in the NHL. It's the Lightning Insider Podcast with Eric Erlandson. Get ready for insight, historical perspective, interviews, and breaking news that comes from a reporter insider who's got near 20 years on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Welcome to the Lightning Insider.
The latest with the Lightning. Here's Eric.
Podcast. Eric Erlandson here from LightningInsider.com. Another post game thought process, some thoughts on the game. Again, you want more detailed insight stuff, it's on the website, lightninginsider.com. Don't forget that code podcast, give you $10 off your first year of a subscription. Use that coupon code when you set up your payment information. There are yearly plans and monthly plans, $40 a year. $4.99 a month, I give you $10 off a year. Just use the code PODCAST for, again, more detailed game thoughts and then, of course, features and other stuff as well throughout the year and into the playoffs. And coming at you after a overtime loss to the Pittsburgh Penguins. And all is not right. All is not wrong, but all is not right right now with this team. If I invite you, please, if you're a subscriber to my site, go read what I posted on Thursday morning. A good in-depth conversation I had with Brian Engblom, of course, the Bally Sports color analyst for the Lightning broadcast, former Stanley Cup champion, defenseman in the NHL for a number of years, primarily with the Montreal Canadiens. Had some really, really good insight into a lot of things. We touched on a lot of subjects, from what the type of play they are right now, what they need to kind of pull out of this a little bit, his thoughts on the Tanner Jeannot trade, and something he called the Bob Gainey effect that he feels the Lightning are going to have this year when they get to the playoffs. So go check that out for subscribers. If you're not a subscriber, subscribe and check it out. Brian Engblom had some great thoughts. It's a little lengthy, but it's really good insight. And, you know, part of it, you know, we see tonight, you hear process over outcome, right? Like, we've heard that a lot with this team going back to the 2020 playoff bubble. You know, you go behind the scenes with a lot of the stuff that went on that playoff year, and you hear that phrase a lot. And the process in this game against Pittsburgh was better than it has been the last couple of games. You know, going back to the sort of the Buffalo game, but the Buffalo game is going to tie into how this game was kind of played a little bit. But the Detroit game on Saturday, they won it, but they probably didn't deserve it. Sunday in Pittsburgh, they blew up within a five-minute span. Tuesday against Florida, they just sagged for a period and three quarters before they got their act together. And maybe that third period against the Sabres, built some momentum or kind of brought some of the process back. Because the process, for the most part, was there tonight. What hurt them in this game was, again, it's mental. They're mental mistakes. It's awareness. Sometimes they're just not aware of where the danger is coming from. I mean, you go back and look at the breakaway goal scored by Jason Zucker. Like, Mikhail Sergachev is there. He starts to back up for his own blue line. But he has no idea Zucker is beside him. And then, because he doesn't realize that Zucker is not beside him, he doesn't realize that Zucker is behind him. Because it's a lob pass up the ice, and it actually lands inside the Tampa Bay zone, behind the blue line. And you look at Sergachev's reaction, he's just kind of slowly turning, going back for the puck, and the sudden realization that Zucker's behind him. That's mental. That's a mental mistake. That's not a structure mistake. That's not a process mistake. It's a mental mistake. You know, the other mistake that was made tonight, the glaring one, was on a third period goal by Drew O'Connor, where O'Connor just basically outworked Darren Radish, who made his season debut tonight, called up earlier in the day in the lineup in favor of Zach Bogosian. And puck is on Radish's stick, and he tries to get it back up ice, and he fails to do so. Drew O'Connor is right there, and then O'Connor collects the puck and just out-muscled him to the net. And, you know, it gave Pittsburgh a 4-3 lead in the third period. So those are two glaring mistakes. And, you know, you don't want to give Darren Radish a pass on that goal, but, and I'm not. It's a bad play by him, but it's only his fifth NHL game. He's 27 years old, so he's a little bit older, but it's only his fifth career NHL game. And maybe at the AHL level, you know, you make that play. You don't get beat. But up here, everybody's got speed. Everybody's got some beef to them. Right? And he just got out-muscled. And you know, those are mistakes that hopefully he learns from if he's going to continue to get some ice time. We'll see what kind of goes on here moving forward. But those were the two glaring mistakes. Again, a good start for Tampa Bay. Opening few shifts are spent in the Pittsburgh zone. They open up the scoring. Fortunate play. But the new third line of Nick Paul, Ross Colton, and Tanner Janot, with a pretty good forecheck situation. Janot sends a shot from the slot that deflects, hits Chris Letang in the mouth, and then banks in off of Ross Colton. Fortunately, Letang was okay. Missed a good portion of time getting some stitches. But a fortunate bounce. And then, this is where you see some improvement, and it's going to sound a little contradictory, but hang with me here. Pittsburgh ties the game on a pass that Victor Hedman probably shouldn't make. He's inside his own zone, goes up the wall in the neutral zone where, you know, Sidney Crosby's hanging out, reads the play, picks the pass off, gains the zone, feeds defenseman Jeff Petrie across the ice at the left circle. Petrie ties the game. 25 seconds later, and watch, you know, you go watch the second goal. Watch how Pittsburgh spreads the ice. Look how they use the entire width of the ice on this one. And Jeff Petrie again is open. He comes in, and from the right circle, he finds the small area over Vasilevskiy's shoulder and beats him, and all of a sudden it's 2-1. And you're like, oh boy, here they go again. Because this is what happened to them on Sunday in Pittsburgh, where they just imploded because they just gave up 5 quick goals in that game. And here you give up 2 goals, you know, in under 30 seconds, and you're like, oh, here they go again. They didn't get rattled. It was the same thing in the Florida game, right? They give up the early goal to Florida, and then they sagged, and the Panthers scored two goals in like a minute and a half. They take a 3-1 lead. Probably should have been 4-1. They got lucky on a goaltender interference call late in the period. But they just sagged, and they couldn't pull themselves out of it. So they pulled out of it. They didn't get down as they had in the previous couple of games. They get a power play. They tie the game. Pittsburgh goes ahead. Lightning come back. They tie the game. They almost didn't take advantage of a lengthy 5-on-3. They get a minute 54 of 5-on-3 play late in the second period when the Penguins took consecutive delay of game for puck over glass penalties. And there were two of them by defensemen, Letang, who would come back, and Petrie. So they had two of their top defensemen in the penalty box, and the Lightning had a minute 54. I have to question the five forwards on the power play here. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for this team. And the five forwards have been Steven Stamkos, Nikita Kucherov, Braden Point, Corey Perry, and Anthony Cirelli. Those are your five. When you have Victor Hedman on your team, I want to see him out on that ice. Because the Lightning have had, they might have actually had among the most 5-on-3 power play time on the season. And they don't have a 5-on-3 goal this year. Because they didn't actually score 5-on-3. Didn't actually score 5-on-4. Like, it was a minute 54, so it was only 6 seconds of a carryover to the 5-on-4. But Steven Stamkos actually did score 1 second after it expired, so it doesn't go down in the books as a power play goal. But it did tie it and made it 3-3. You had the O'Connor goal that I mentioned, and then Victor Hedman with a clutch goal late in the third ties it up and gets the game to overtime. And in the overtime, lose the faceoff. You lose the faceoff in overtime, it sets a bad tone sometimes. And early in the year, when the Lightning were just automatic in games that went to overtime, they can't seem to win them now. Again, a bit of an unfortunate situation. Penguins moving the puck around, skating it around in the zone, and the Lightning were fine. They had their, you know, 3-on-3 is about man coverage, and they had it covered. Stamkos is shadowing Marcus Pettersson. And Pettersson makes a quick cut. Stamkos tries to match the cut. Loses an edge. He's kind of blockaded at the same time on a legal pick play. Although the pick had nothing to do with him losing an edge. But he falls to the ice. It opens up a lane. And Pettersson is able to feed Zucker for a one-timer. And it's game over. Pittsburgh, which is battling to stay in a playoff position, picks up an important second point, and Lightning get just one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
C.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't be left out. Make sure you subscribe to the Lightning Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else where podcasts are found. Now, here again is Harold.
So, just two wins in the last six games. One in the last five. Sorry, two in the last eight, one in the last five. A couple of overtime games in there. But There are some things that are concerning, but I think they took a step in direction of fixing those. They have a practice on Wednesday, so I'll be curious to see how that affects things. Because this weekend is going to be difficult. Talk about being completely off your schedule. You've got a 12:30 game on Saturday in Buffalo, and you got a 3 p.m. game in Carolina on Sunday. Again, the game in Buffalo is the makeup game from December the 23rd when the Lightning were unable to get into Buffalo due to a snowstorm. So this is the makeup date for this. So again, that's a 12:30 start on Saturday. Don't believe they're going to be on the ice Friday. There will be no morning skate on Saturday. They won't have a morning skate on Sunday. They won't practice on Monday when they come back. So again, we've talked about this. I wrote about it, that there's just not going to be a lot of practice time right now because of the schedule that they're right in the middle of. We'll see if they can continue that. You know, Buffalo got waxed tonight. The Boston Bruins continue to just roll and roll and roll. Bruins, the fastest team in NHL history to reach 100 points. That's what they reached out, actually, at 101. So they just continue to steamroll their way after making trades, right? They pick up Dmitry Orlov and Garnet Hathaway from Washington, and then woke up Thursday morning to news that they had acquired Tyler Bertuzzi after learning that Taylor Hall and Nick Foligno are going to miss some time. So they went out and picked up Tyler Bertuzzi from the Red Wings. Lightning did make a trade late Wednesday night. They sent Vladislav Domestikov and retained 50% of that salary in exchange for Michael Esamont. Esamont is listed as a center and a winger, center and a right wing, left-hand shot, 25 years old. $750,000 salary, so they open up some salary cap space. That's why they were able to bring up Darren Radish for this game. Esamont was obviously not in the lineup on Thursday. He arrived sometime during the first period of the game. We'll see where he fits in. We'll see if the Lightning do anything. Trade deadline is Friday at 3 o'clock. Believe the word is they're still looking to maybe try and add a defenseman. I'm not sure what direction they're going. I know they've been linked to Joel Edmondson. They've been linked to Justin Braun, who's in Philadelphia. You know, Edmondson would be a little bit difficult. The salary is a little bit higher. Braun is on a low contract. He's a right-hand shot. Kind of fits the mold here a little bit. So we'll see if Julian has anything else up his sleeve. But they've added some speed to their bottom nine with these two trades here for Tanner Jeannot and now Michael Asamoah. Something that they probably needed. Another guy who likes to forecheck in Asamoah. He's got speed. He'll get in the offensive zone. He was playing with Logan Couture quite a bit. And you look at his advanced stats. When he's on the ice, they're pretty good. Not a whole lot of offense from him at this point. Sometimes that can be unlocked. Let's see where that goes. And the Lightning try and get their process back through, again, another difficult couple of games coming up this weekend. Buffalo, probably as desperate as they've been all season now to pick up points, because the Penguins pulled 2 points further away from them tonight by beating Tampa Bay. Maybe they should keep an eye on Tage Thompson this time around. Just saying. In the Buffalo game, again, the last time they played the Sabres, it was a game dominated by the Lightning in every statistical category except for on the scoreboard. That game, thinking back to it, their expected goal rates, they had 68%, almost 70% of the expected goals in that game, according to Natural Stat Trick. And even MoneyPuck, if you ever go to MoneyPuck, their deserve to win-o-meter that they have. They run simulations based on the stats of that game. They run 1,000 simulations. And the Lightning would have won 78% of those games. The mental mistakes is what cost them in that one, right? Like team, like Buffalo, and we'll see how they adapt to this. In that game against Buffalo, Victor Hedman even said it afterwards that the Sabres will blow the zone. They see any opportunity. If their player is going to collect a rebound or a loose puck, they're off to the races. The Lightning have to be aware of that. Again, the mental mistakes that we saw tonight have to be cleaned up for that game for sure in order to find a way to win. They've had success in Buffalo over the years. The Sabres are not a good home team. They're actually much better on the road than they are at home. And again, a 12:30 start on that one. Me and Chief will be on the air at 11:30. So 11:30 a.m. for the pregame skate show. On the Strike, 102.5 HD Channel 2 for those who have HD-capable radios. And you can always find it streaming on Lightning Radio 24/7. That's on the new Lightning app. So if you haven't downloaded that yet, check it out. You can listen to Bolts Radio live 24/7, always streaming there. And then we'll have me and Greg Linnelli will actually have the post-game show, the last call after the game, and that'll be on the Bone 102.5. So that's your coverage lineup for Saturday. Again, 12:30 start in Buffalo, on the air at 11:30. Check out my work at lightninginsider.com. As always, appreciate those who listen, who subscribe, who follow, and who support. Talk soon.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.